development terms.
Okay, this is a public hearing, chapter 27, zoning. Public notice for requirement of zoning actions for the city of Dunwoody. And it has to do with notifications of whenever there's some type of a zoning change, etc. And this is a public hearing, and without objection from the council.
This is a presentation of presentations.
I didn't want to step on city clerk.
Okay. Go ahead.
You're correct. This is a fairly weighty issue this evening. This is the idea that city staff should amend their policy and procedures and perhaps amend the zoning code related to notification for official zoning actions undertaken in the city of Dunwoody. These are processes that follow the mayor and council track, which start at the community council, go through the planning commission, and ultimately are decided by the mayor and council, as well as official public hearing actions that go through the zoning board of appeals. Discussions begun this summer at the mayor and council level led staff to begin the investigation of our current policies and perhaps the need to revise our policies and perhaps the codes, specifically 5A18 and 5B16. And specifically, the items that we looked at one at a time were to amend the current code language to create a size requirement for on-site signage when on-site signage is required as a function of the item. Additionally, amend the requirement to increase the size of the text on those signs. Amend the verbiage in the code related to adjoining property owner mailings to increase the distance for adjoining property owner mailings to 500 feet from the current requirement of 250. Require posting of the agenda and board packages to the website for all boards. Require that the posting to the city website of agenda with backup information be made at the time that signs are posted, letters are mailed, and the prior ads run, which is essentially no less than 15 days prior to the public hearing. Signs for the Zoning Board of Appeals and signs for the mayor and city council processes should be different colors for viewer clarity. The executive summary, I guess I'll say, of these items, it went through community council, it also went through the planning commission. The idea of the items related to on-site signage and the size of the text on the signage, as well as the distance to adjoining property owners, were all supported by both the community council and the planning commission. They're in favor of expanding on-site signage from the current standard, which is 6 square feet, 2 feet wide by 3 feet tall, to 12 square feet, which will probably be 3 feet wide and 4 feet tall. They also seek that lettering on the signs increase to no less than 3 inches tall, and all lettering on the signs be printed, not hand lettering, which is what we do today. We essentially have signs that look like this. Perhaps you've seen them. All public hearing signs are yellow for both Zoning Board of Appeals and the Mayor and Council track. And we have changeable text because every month we have different items. So we fill that in with black Sharpie markers by hand. What the request is, what the applicant's requesting, the associated case number, when the case will be heard, at what time, and when. These are the items required by the Zoning Procedures Law of the state of Georgia. So that's where the items come from. They're two-sided. The idea is that these signs will expand to twice their size. So there'll be another one on top. Thank you. The same size. With lettering of that size. This idea was supported by both the Planning Commission and Community Council. Increase the distance for adjoining property owner mailings from 250 feet to 500 feet. Currently, any part of the property in question that is within any part of another property within 250 feet, that owner, and we get the owner's list from DeKalb County Tax Record, that owner gets a letter. The letter reads essentially that there is a zoning action related to the subject property. They get a description of what the request is, and they get the same information in the letter that we post on the sign. What board, what the request is, the number, where it will be and when it will be, and how to contact staff if they're interested in more information. Moving that up to 500 feet seemed to be a good idea about all the boards that heard. We will change the colors for signage based upon what the action is. It looks like it's going to be blue for variance items, red for special land use permits, yellow for rezonings. That was arbitrary. If you find need to change that, by all means, not a problem. The remainder of the items, both the community council and the planning commission were not in favor of the idea that we that you require staff to post agenda items and the backup information to the city website at the time that the signs are posted, the letters are mailed, and the crier ads run. And I should say that they were not opposed to the idea of that policy being implemented. They were not in favor of the idea of that policy being codified specifically in the text of the zoning ordinance. I think it's great if we can get the information out there as soon as possible. More power to us. But actually, the community council was specific that they were very pleased with the schedule that they receive information currently, and they'd like it to stay just how it is. The planning commission did not specifically weigh in on the current policy, but they did not seek the policy be codified. They didn't say necessarily it needed to be changed, but they were interested in it not being codified in the ordinance. Staff believes the same thing. The binary items that are currently delineated in the requirements for public noticing, and when I say binary, the less than or more than, or how many feet or how many square feet or the size of the lettering, all that stuff can be implemented immediately. That's not a challenge at all. And if it's your desire that the signs grow to 12 square feet and the lettering grow to 3 inches, that's fine. We can make that happen without there being any challenge. The idea that we codify for ourselves requirements that are more stringent than state law pose their own unique challenges. One, to staff as far as adequate due process time for us to do our review and generate memos. Additionally, our city attorney has advised us against the idea of creating standards more stringent than state law. If it ever were the case, for whatever reason, that we weren't able to meet that standard, a challenge would have significant merit to throw out the entire zoning action based on the idea that we weren't able to meet our own ordinance. So this entire item, this whole issue, the whole idea of the introspection of looking at our policy actually dovetailed pretty well with the idea that we understand that you guys were looking at amending, changing your meeting schedule. So staff put together the 2010 calendar. This is the same idea as the resolution you passed in January where you approved the schedule that we use currently for when deadlines are made, when amendments must be in, advertising deadlines, when the meetings are. Well, if you were to adopt the idea that you have two meetings a month, the second and the fourth Monday of the month, we would like to implement the calendar in the center there as the mayor and council process. And you can see that each of the colors represents a different cycle for an application. So if somebody were to make application the second Tuesday in January there, you can follow the red lines all the way till the resolution at the end of April. If somebody were to submit in February, well, then the orange items follow through and go through to the end of May. And we've worked out a schedule that works by code, by state law, by internal policy, and the idea that we can affect all those zoning actions within the bounds of our laws. To the left is the Zoning Board of Appeals calendar. We would have put them both on the same calendar, but it gets pretty busy, and it's pretty tough to understand what's going on anyway. So for clarity, we changed the Zoning Board of Appeals process to the left there, but it's the same idea. We have the amendment, or the application deadline is the first Thursday of the month, and the meeting is the first Thursday of the following month, and there are some, a number of actions that staff undertakes in the interim Preliminary review happens at the time of application. There is an opportunity for the applicant to submit revised or amended plans if necessary, if staff finds something to be deficient, or if the applicant just for whatever reason decides that they want to change it, there is a period to turn in amended information. We have to place the ad with the crier no later than Friday at noon. That is their deadline for their one day a week publishing, which is the following Wednesday at noon, or well, not noon, but the following Wednesday. At the same time, we generate the zoning property owner mailings and send them out no less than 15 days prior to the board action. We place on-site signage and conduct a substantive multi-departmental review. Anybody who may have something to say about the request, be it Public Works, City Engineering, Public Safety, Planning, anybody who might have something to say about it. And finally, the memo is put together based upon the report from all those departments and is disseminated no less than a week prior to the meeting itself. So Councilman Wittenstein has put forth the idea that we've actually written down on the calendar on the far right. That would be, I believe it's signage and mailings, and the ad and the crier would appear 20 days prior to the meeting in question, rather than the current policy we have, which is no less than 15 days before the meeting. And we did about the first 6 months of that to see if it was feasible, to make sure that we didn't have any conflicts between the ZBA calendar and the mayor and council tract. And it only poses a challenge in that it front loads the process. It narrows down a lot of the time frames for us to do review, initial correspondence with the applicant, and put the memo together. But on paper, on the calendar, that idea worked. So I tend to be rambling. I hate if anybody had any questions or has any questions.
Why don't we go into public hearing and we'll come back with you, Howard, okay? Okay. Without objection, we'll open up public comments on this issue. Don't see no objections. Or those public comments, so we'll have those who want to speak in favor of the changes that we are put forth, please speak first. We've got 15 minutes to speak. Is there anyone that wants to speak in favor? Seeing none, does anyone wish to speak against the issues that we have put forth here? Without objection, we'll close the public hearing. Now we'll open it up to the City Council and ask any questions or comments from you, Robert.
Yeah, Howard, the schedule you've got here, one of the suggestions that I had made to the draft that we circulated earlier was that we put up signs and we submit ads in advance of the community council meetings. Is that represented, the time needed to advertise community council meetings, is that represented in these calendars?
It is. In the center calendar, which reflects the community council meetings are actually on that calendar. Community council is the second Thursday of every month, and we have revised our process from 2009 and have slightly lengthened the process for 2010 for the following reason. Currently, the way that the tract works, once the item is advertised for Planning Commission and for the Mayor and Council, it's set in motion and it's off to the races. And if any of the boards at any point along wish to table the item or defer the item, or if it's the applicant's wish that the item be tabled or deferred, there's really no means to do that until you get to the Mayor and Council process. What we've done is separate the items based on the advertising schedule that we have to follow with the crier, such that the Planning Commission meeting will not be advertised until the item has been deliberated and decided by the Community Council. Well, when the Community Council makes their decision on Thursday, it can go to the paper on the following Friday. Then it gets advertised for the Planning Commission. Once the Planning Commission the following month makes their decision on Tuesday, we can subsequently file the ad the following Friday. And that ad will be placed for the Mayor and Council's public hearing. If at any point along the track one of the boards wants to stop the item and either hear it again or move it back for a full cycle, we can do that now legally because the item will not have been advertised yet, so there's nothing already set in motion. So it did result in the process being lengthened by, I believe, between a week or 10 days, depending on how the calendar dates fall, but we were able to maintain the continuity of meeting dates, which is reasonably important to the development community. They like to know when the meetings are, and they like them to be the same time so they can schedule their work. And yet we were able to make it a little bit more friendly for the community in that we have more time to talk about items if the need arises.
So guys, is everybody okay with the concept that we're going to put an ad in the flyer before something before the community council, and that we're going to put a sign up on the property before the community council? Because that's a change from what we did. Is everybody all right with that?
I agree with that.
What's the community council? They're frustrated because nobody knows what they're doing. And people don't come to meetings because they don't know what they're talking about because we don't publish it. We don't publish anything except putting an agenda on the website and nobody knows where to go. Okay.
Anybody else want to comment?
John.
Okay. Purpose of the larger signs is I don't think you're going to be able to read any of these driving by. I don't know. Is that the purpose of the larger sign or is that just a...
I think so.
I think if you see the smaller sign, you're going to get out and read it anyway. I don't think anybody reads, writes down driving by. You know, if you're interested, you're going to get out and pull over.
I like the idea of making the phone number bigger, making the website bigger, perhaps putting an email address on there, making that bigger. Maybe somebody can catch it after a couple times driving past it.
And would the applicant incur the cost of having those professionally printed versus you guys with the Sharpie?
They will now.
Okay.
If the idea is that they need to be printed at 3 inches.
What's the fee now?
The fee varies depending on what the action item is. Rezonings are done by the acre. Variances are done by the lot. So a residential variance is about $250. A commercial one can be $350. Concurrent variances, if you need more than one at a time, is another $100 on top of every one. And then, rezonings are done by the acre. The signage, we looked at a number of different signage options. We looked at just increasing the chloroplast signs that we use now with a more substantive mounting, which is probably going to end up being a wooden post rather than the metal post that we use now. We looked at the Roswell model, which is the full-on Department of Transportation sign, the C-channel metal sign with the reflective sign that's got the vinyl lettering on it. I talked to Public Works about that. That was exceptionally expensive. That's currently what we have. We're at about the limit of the metal signage using those signs. In fact, we probably have to start going to the wooden posts to use that.
This seems large enough to me. I was up in Johns Creek the other day, and they have the larger ones, and it just seems like it's too much.
I don't know. Has anybody seen the Sandy Springs? Is.
Yeah, they're large. They're big.
I believe they're 5x5.
Yes.
They're huge. Or 6x6. Yeah. Ironically, they put so much information on there that you can't read them.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see City of Sandy Springs written on the top in the color of the sign, but I've never been able to get the information because they put too much on.
Okay. I guess my second input would be to make some of these regulations more stringent than the state allows, I think just leaves room for gotchas. Like you said, when somebody doesn't dot an I across a T, now it's a reversible mistake versus, something that's just going to be corrected, a lot easier locally. I think when you start narrowing it too much, you put yourself in a position to start defending a lot of actions, maybe based on a small oversight or something like that. One, two cents.
Yeah. Going on what Tom said, the legal requirements, I understand not making them more stringent there to a certain extent. As long as our internal policies, when available, that we can send things out faster. There's no deadline that we have to do it on the 15th day. If we have the ability to do it on the 20th day, if it's in front of us, let's do it. Let's give them as much notice as possible. As far as items on the website, the only time that it goes on the website is when it hits the community council's agenda packet. Is that when the first time it goes on?
Yes. We place items on the website currently 24 hours after the board in question receives their packet.
Is there any information that the city has between the 15th day and a couple days before the packet goes out? How quick could we put it up on the website if we wanted to?
I mean, we could just scan the application and put it up within a number of hours after receiving the application. If there were, if you didn't receive any staff input, I would caution against putting it up before it's complete and compliant. Because because somebody might throw something under the door just on the deadline date and then wait for the amendment deadline to turn in their substantive information, which happens nearly every month. Somebody just wants to make sure that they hold their place in line in the agenda. So they'll turn in an application and maybe a notarized signature, but then the site plan and the more substantive stuff that comes from the applicant will come the following Tuesday or the following Thursday, whatever the deadline is. I think after something is deemed complete and compliant and will be placed on the agenda itself and the application information could be placed on the website at that point. We're going to start getting a lot of questions probably from both, mostly from city residents, and we might not have a lot of answers for them at that point. When somebody says, what is this and do you support it? We'll justifiably have to shrug our shoulders. I'm not sure, you know. We haven't done the review yet. We just wanted to get the information out there.
Is the review typically done 15 days in advance, or are you guys cutting it pretty close?
We cut it very close.
Okay.
The reviews are usually the polishing, the crossing T's and dotting I's before we actually compile the packets themselves. Packets are usually compiled about noon, the day that they're distributed, and they're sent out the door. Usually, I try and do it by 2 o'clock, 3 at the latest, because it takes a little while to drive around to places in the city. And then usually by 5 o'clock the following day, they're on their website.
I guess my concern is the fact that I'm worried about the neighbors having enough notice so that they can fight the rezoning if need be. I guess the fact that the community council can defer at any time now.
There's no provision to defer.
There's no, even with the community council.
There's no provision to defer the community council. We can change that.
Now we, okay.
But there's no, that's not any.
So that,
you defer them completely. You don't mean, you don't wait, clarify that.
Defer for 1 month.
Right.
Until the next meeting.
Community council gets one shot at it. At the end of that meeting, whether they vote yes, vote no, want more information, it moves on to planning commission the next month, then that's it. They don't have the ability to say, this is, we'd like to see more information, we'd like you to come back, we'd like you to modify this.
But based on that calendar there, if the community council were to defer, it just skips back a month. The advertising has not gone out for the planning commission. The advertising has not been in the crier. It's basically the community council then has the power in its hands to give the neighbor that extra 30 days to defer the 1 month.
Yeah, currently, the reason that the item will go forward despite any recommendation or decision from the community council is because it's already at the crier.
Well, but if we were to change that, but if we change that under that current calendar, we can do this. If we now gave the community council the ability to defer 1 month, we could still have the calendar work.
Yeah,
is the point.
Do you also give that the planning commission the same? They've always had the power.
Right. That's originally, I don't believe that was the intent of the community council. It's my understanding the community council was developed for the purpose that the applicant comes forward and introduces their item to the community council themselves, the 7 members of the community council. The community council has the opportunity to be introduced, to ask their question, find out what the item's all about. They then take their new information and go out and spread the word throughout the community. At Thursday night's meeting, I met with John from Bobby Company, and they're doing this building on this parcel, and they're going to do this, that, and the other. The next time you'll hear about it will be the Planning Commission meeting. Go to the meeting if you have comments about it. But that was my understanding why the Community Council was set up.
But the meetings are very different. The Community Council is very informal. It allows the residents to weigh in and give feedback and ask questions to a certain extent that the Planning Commission does not. They're very different meetings if you haven't been.
I guess the big thing we're trying to get here is the information out to the community and attendance at some of these things, because really, you know, if you go to some community council meetings or any of these meetings, you know, the staff is bigger than the audience, and I just look at issues like, I remember prior to cityhood, we had the issue with the rezoning to commercial in Delmony North, and John, we put 175 people at that thing, and you know, that's where you get a sense of the people who live in the community when you get that much participation. If you have 2 or 3 people informally putting a word out there, I don't know.
But in all fairness, the community council thus far really hasn't had any rock star issues that they need to talk about. There's been the Dunwoody, the farmer's market, that brought out a fair number of people when we were at the terraces. I mean, there were probably 60 people in the audience that night who wanted to talk about that. And there was the special land use permit for the Curry Center that was going to be down on the southeast portion of the city. That brought out probably about 40 people that wanted to talk about it. Other than that, really all they've had are text amendments, which really don't bring people, you know, out to talk.
I'm just sitting there and had a swat. I'm not going to take a quick swat at my personal feelings in this. The yellow larger sign, it's good by me. The 3-inch letters, that's good by me. And the reason there, probably, Tom, you're right. I would just say that there's probably a perception that, you know, that if you make a bigger sign and you make bigger letters, that you're being more open. And maybe as you go by, the letters are big enough, at least you can get the phone number off of or something. One piece of information, you're right, there's no way, I don't care if you make them 6 inches high, nobody's going to be able to read the whole sign. You're exactly right. I'm with you on that. But and then the 500 feet, I think that's right on. I think this whole process, I'll tell you, and then that last issue of the 15 days, I'll be very honest with you, folks, that's not enough time. I mean, I don't do this. And that's just me. That's just me from one person I understand that. But I think, 15 days just doesn't impact the program. Robert said 20. My note I wrote down here was 30. You know, you don't have to be a round number. Can it be 27, 24? I don't know. I don't know what plugs into this, Howard.
Well, the ZBA calendar behind you is a 30-day process. So if you require 30 days prior to the meeting, it's going to have to be a longer process than a 30-day process.
What is a 25-day do? I don't know the answer here. I'm asking.
Are you asking about the ad in the crier has to be 25 or some other number of days?
The notification, I'm asking about the notification to the folks that are affected.
So the letters?
Yes.
The letters will go out when the earliest opportunity is after it has been complete and compliant and the amendment's in. That would be the earliest opportunity that we could send out and have it be accurate. We won't know for sure what's put in the letter, what the applicant seeks, until we know that their application is final. And if you look at the map right there behind you, the first Thursday of the month is the deadline.
This map?
Yes. The first Thursday of the month is the deadline. The following Tuesday is the complete and compliant. The following Thursday at 5 p.m. is their amendment deadline. They have to have all their amendments in by Thursday at 5 p.m. The ad goes to the crier Friday at noon. It's already, it's very tight.
Okay, the meeting is when?
The meeting is the first Thursday of the following month. So if you're looking at October, the application is the first Thursday of October. The meeting is the first Thursday of November.
Okay, so that's 30. The amendment here is all the way up to the 14th.
That it looks like that month starts on a Saturday.
7, 14, 21 days. So the 20 days, is that what you got there, right?
Yeah, 20. When I did try to lay this all out on a calendar, guys. And if you go any longer than 20 days, you can't have a meeting every month and have things move through month by month. Because you don't have enough time after one step to place the ad in time for the next step. So if you go longer than 20 days, and I'm fine with that, you get to a point where it takes 6 weeks rather than 4 weeks. And then you either have to skip a cycle, so then you deal with it in January, but not February, but in March, or you've got to start moving your meetings around so that in January it's the first Thursday, in February it's the second Thursday, in March it's the third Thursday. So 20 days is the most you can get and keep to a monthly cycle. Now, you maybe not need a monthly cycle. I mean, some of these places, Roswell, how long does it take to get something through Roswell? It's 6 months. I mean, it's 6 months to get something through Roswell. And they do that on purpose because they want plenty of time for folks to get involved. They want this thing to bake out in the sun, right? So we can do it however we want, but if we go longer than 20 days, then you can't move it from meeting to meeting in a monthly schedule. At least that was, when I did it on the calendar, that's what I think.
I agree. And I also caution you against moving the dates of the meeting, because you'll get into interference. Yeah. Not just interference between the three meetings on the center calendar and the one meeting on the left calendar, but this room is used for
quarter.
Mayor and council, it's used for work sessions, it's used for quarter.
I wasn't throwing that out. I'm concerned about the time, you know, I live next to Tom, and Tom wants to build a chicken coop or something, you know. And I'm not, I used to raise chickens, I don't like chickens next to me. So I would, I don't know if 20 days gives me enough time to rally, you know, whoever I need to rally. So I guess that my point is, I don't know if 20 days is enough. I really, really don't. I don't think 15 is enough at all. That's, you know, you can't even spin around in a circle twice. So I'm asking all of you here, is 20 days enough? I mean, is 20 days enough? Tom, you go first, John, you're next.
I guess, you know, you have to strike a balance also, because the applicant in this process doesn't want to wait 6 or 7 months either. You know, I'm going to build my chicken coop, like you said, next to you, which I would.
No ducks. No roosters either.
They make more noise than chickens.
But I have an expectation that, you know, I'm not going to have to wait. If I apply now, I'm not going to have to wait until March to get the permit issued.
I mean, you get situations, if I can sway in a little bit, sure. On this. You know, philosophically, in some ways you need to plan for the worst case scenario when you have a real controversy and people need to hire attorneys, but that doesn't happen on every application. The ones I'm thinking of are, you know, you get a scenario where somebody wants to build a small addition to their house because they're having an extra child, and nobody's going to oppose it, all the neighbors are for it, so you want to have you want to strike a balance between how long the process is going to go and keeping things, you know, within so the public has the time to react and to be able to address these situations. But again, you don't want to always plan for the absolute worst case scenario. There's other situations that become unmanageable if we extend the process out too long.
Look, John, and we'll get the legal here and say something too. John, go ahead.
Based on the comments that were just made, my initial suggestion of allowing the community council one deferral, we can keep the schedule at the same rate, the calendars all work, for 90% of the items they'll fly through the system without any issue, and under the one or two items every once in a while that are contentious, that the community needs a little bit more time, the applicant needs a little bit more time, we're giving the community council the ability to defer one time.
I like that idea. If we send out letters before the community council, what we're talking about here, though, is just putting out a sign and putting an ad. That means that you haven't sent out letters to notify folks. They won't get a letter until you get before the planning commission.
We have all three built into the 2010 calendar.
Do you really?
Yeah. You'll see that the ad will run in the crier, and there'll be a signpost on the site, and letters will go out to people within 500 feet.
Of the community council? Because that wasn't what was in here.
That was your proposal.
Okay. So that's if we do that, I actually like that. If we send out letters before the community council,
with John's idea.
It's 15 days. It's not 20 days.
Yeah.
Right. I can't build 20.
Yeah.
15 would work.
With John's idea, the whole process would take one more month. So we, at the longest, we would be blocked.
May take one more month, yeah, if the community council chooses to use their power to
defer. I'm talking about worst scenario. Worst case scenario.
Planning commission can defer.
Yeah, the planning commission can choose to defer something for one planning commission cycle or for the entire cycle. They can remand something back to
maybe. So the council can decide to take action regardless of what the planning commission does, right?
I still think, you know, in this case, the onus is upon the community council, out of the goodness of their heart, to give the citizens another time, where if you're only using 15 days. But John, were you using the 20 days?
No, I'm using the 15 days, and with the community council are a member of the community. If the community, us, the community council, the people who represent the community, feel that there should be deferred 1 month, let them have it.
Well, and the other thing yours does is, you're now effectively giving people 45 days notice on the planning commission, right? So by sending out a notice before the community council, you now don't have 15 days to hire that lawyer and to get your neighbor's support. You're now got 45 days because you're getting the notice way before the planning commission. And I think that does the trick. I'm okay with that.
That's sure those 15 days are sure short, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
I think...
Yeah,
Lenny.
If I may interject, because if I don't, my malpractice insurance carrier may give me a call.
Do I have to your insurance company
do? No, I don't know. There's a difference between trying to accommodate the calendar for everyone's involvement by adding restrictions that are already there in the ZPA, and then adding restrictions that are just something that's policy-wise in the city. If you're going to, the ZPA requires really very little. It requires at least 15 days notice for a public hearing, the mayor and city council. That's it. Now, throughout the years, they've infused the Planning Commission. It's not required by state law, but it's now so common people think it's required by state law. So it's almost become a part of the ZPA. Community council is something that's I don't know any other county that has it. But now it's been infused into the ZPA by its existence. If you're going to increase the amount of time that you're required now to give notice, you've now added restrictions to the ZPA that the ZPA didn't consider. What you're doing is you're adding to the possibility of a constitutional due process violation for someone's momentary oversight and a writ of mandamus, which would require you to issue a permit, which you would otherwise not want to issue because it's a statutory duty. Now you break that duty, now the state court's going to, the superior court's going to tell you, now you got to issue this permit because you screwed up on the time. Okay.
Well, let me ask you a question. Aren't we already sitting there for 15 days?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
That's the minimum the state requires. You start restricting it, what's going to happen is it's easier to make that mistake because you have less time or you have a longer calendar. You're going to have... And frankly, from seeing how people hire attorneys, you give a person 45 days, they'll hire it 2 days before. That's how people do, and then ask for forgiveness, which is what happened in one of the lawsuits we have right now. They have 30 days to hire an attorney, they hired it 3 days before, who asked for a continuance. And then you're going to say, well, I guess maybe 30 days was not enough, let's increase it to 60 days, and I'll still hire it 2 days before. People that live in the community, that know about what's going on in the community, tend to know about it 15 days in advance. People that don't and don't care don't find out until the day before when their friends tell them and rile them up. And from a legal standpoint, this council can do, obviously, whatever they want in increasing the amount of time you do the advertisement. But as your attorney, I would caution against it because you would be increasing your probability for getting sued on a yearly basis.
Guys, one of the main drivers to create the city of Dunwoody was people wanted more involvement in zoning and land use decisions. I mean, that is, anything we can do to allow folks the opportunity to be more involved in this process, we need to do it. And if it's giving them a few more days, even though it's more than the state requires, I think our citizens have a higher standard for us than what the state requires. And our staff has to be more diligent, has to be more careful, has to be more consistent. And if they do mess up, and it happens, they have to be willing and ready to make it good by restarting it, giving them another hearing, whatever it is. I don't think we can accept that, well, the state only requires 15 days, let's just leave it 15 days. I think that's not doing justice to why folks put us here.
Robert, I think what Brad, the city council, the city attorney's recommendation is on all of this, let's try and make as much of it as we can policy that you're just directing community council to do, and you can direct them to do all this, and while we codify, try and make that much simpler and much closer to the minimum requirements. You can do much more by policy than codification. Is the only thing I'm not requesting.
The problem with that, Brian, is that now, if we do it sometimes, and we don't do it on others...
No, I agree, we do it every time.
But see, if we're going to do it every time, let's set something that says, this is the way we do it. If we're going to set up a policy, it's got to be universal, it's got to be consistent, or applicants are going to start saying, hey, you did it for them, you didn't do it for me.
I agree.
Or, you know, why are you doing it for me when you didn't do it for them?
You have to mess up. I'm just saying, if the more you do, you're bound to mess up more, and that'll be it.
John, let me ahead and say one thing, and then you're next. I just think that, sometimes we're talking about the community council and the planning commission, And, you know, we're not talking about the ZBA. And, of course, the issues right now that are out here for us both are ZBA issues. So, you know, is the ZBA possibly a separate, you know, does it require some kind of separate regulations, rules by us? And I agree with what Robert said. We, you know, the number one reason we became a city was land use and zoning. I mean, it was the number one reason. 70%, by the way. So it was no doubt in my mind where it was. And I agree with you, Lenny. I know what you're protecting us, and I thank you for that. I know what you're doing. I would just say that maybe to do right by the citizens, maybe we have to go out on the limb just a little bit. I don't know. I think, you know, whether it's 15 or 20 days, as long as we know what it is, I think we can probably comply with it. When we're talking about all this, are we talking about the ZBA, Howard, or are we just talking about the community council issues that go through the planning commission that come to us? Which ones are we talking about?
No, these are the same issues that challenge the ZBA.
ZBA.
So the calendar on your left there, the one on the far left, is the ZBA policy for 2010.
Do we want to make it? Maybe we should deviate. Because the zoning stuff had several stops. Right, community council, planning commission, and twice before us. Maybe we leave that 15 days, because it's 15 days and several stops, and take 20 days on the ZBA, because it's a one stop. You've got one shot. If you don't find out about it till just before the meeting,
I would just tell you that I think, to me, and just, you know, all the way in, if we start giving them different days, I think we start creating a possibility of more mistakes. I don't know. Can we fit 20 days in? I mean, can we give our citizens 20 days? Is that something that we're going to really throw out the whole pie here? If we can do 20 days, can we do 20 days?
Are you asking, again, that the 20 days is for the sign on site, the ad in the crier, and the letters to the adjoining property owners?
The real thing I'm concerned with more than anything
are the letters to the adjoining property.
Yes.
If there is 20 days between that Thursday, 5 p.m., and the subsequent meeting associated with that cycle, staff would be more than willing to institute that as a policy without problem. I'm definitely concerned about the idea of codifying that.
That's 21.
That's
bad.
21
all the time? 21 everyone. We don't have to worry about business
days.
We're not worried about business days here. We're just worrying about days, right?
That's correct.
Lenny, Brian, or
calendar days, not business days.
Calendar days.
Is 15
to
21.
Everybody not agree or agree that
check
20 days?
Check February.
Look at the day that the month starts and make sure that you have 20 days. If you're going to codify that, you might tie our hands. We might not be able to have a meeting if I don't have 20 days to advertise it. So.
It's not a leap year picture.
Instead of just getting direction,
still put a codify that.
We've had no problems with the way the code is today as far as being legal.
Put it right. No, he's going to
pass. There are individuals in the community that don't appreciate it.
The state says it's at least 15 days. It doesn't stop you from doing 20.
45 is a hard
at least
figure.
15 days, not more than 45 days is what the state requires and what we require right now. And you could say, okay, well, you know, let's try to do it 20, 25 days. You're going to have this with different circumstances. It might be a very easy petition or a very hard petition. It's a very easy petition. The staff should be able to get it out within 20 days. A very hard petition, they might need that time for 15 days. Otherwise, what they have is they're pushing this guy out to the next month. And what you have is you have happy oppositions and pissed off applicants versus pissed off opposition and happy applicants. You got to weigh which one you want.
I think for 5 more days, I think to me, one person here again, to me, it sounds like it's a good compromise, it's a balance. Quite honestly, I came in here with a higher figure, but I didn't have all these fancy little drawings back here.
Huh?
I will tell you, the mayor thinks that the end is kind of inadequate. Yeah, so it explains that. He's 15 is the one who told me. Can we work, Warren, Howard, Lenny, Brian, can we work with Lenny and see what happens?
I can do it as a policy, sure.
He asking, can we legally put it?
He's asking to be a policy
and not a codification.
I think what he's looking for is to have it adopted as a policy. We give them direction to do it, but we don't necessarily codify it like that, so they still have some work in there.
I think that really leaves us open there. I would just like to have it, you know, if it's possible, you know, Warren, can staff do it? Kevin, you're here. Howard's here. Nate is back there. You got the whole herd here. Am I wrong on this? It's 20 days. Everybody else doesn't want this because if I'm the only one, I'm only one quarter.
Yes.
I'm not
good.
Do we
need
to?
I think everybody here is fine with 20. I think what the difference is now is, do we adopt it as a matter of policy and direction, or do we codify it? That's really what we're talking about.
Talking about policy. Codification.
I don't think people can hear you, Danny.
Danny's not feeling well enough. He doesn't hear it well.
I'm sorry.
Looks on top of the mic.
I think 20 days is... I don't think that was the problem.
Yeah. We'll put that in here. I think, I almost would like it as a modification personally, but I can adjust off of that. I don't know.
Is it a matter from a drafting standpoint of just putting 20 or 15 in the ordinance?
Mm-hmm.
To come up with the...
As far as the policy. Text amendment?
Yeah. Why would you do this from a matter of... I think y'all have gotten... just a suggestion. I don't want to overstep my bounds, but I think it's been beaten. So why would we do this? We'll put in the memo 15/20, and then y'all choose one on the 28th.
Okay. I'm not happy with that.
Does that work?
I'm happy.
You don't have to decide tonight.
Okay.
You can't decide tonight.
Yeah, no voting today.
And what about the community council for deferral? We kicked that around pretty good.
I think so. Adrian, you agree with that? Okay.
That's going to take a lot of time.
Okay.
One other specific recommendation that came out staff's a big fan of, actually, all of us, specifically reference either in the code or in the application document that the cost of signage is specifically an add-on to the app. Because sometimes that can be extensive, especially if we're going to have three instances of signage, and you'll get some pushback from some applicants if they think they get nickel and dime to death. If it comes up early in the process, if it's right there in the code before you even make application, they know what to expect before they start. They really have a much...
We put it into the ordinance, they would be responsible for these ginormous signs.
Yeah, I saw that.
I think that's...
That's legal.
There's nothing illegal about it. There's no requirement that we pay for them. The one thing I do want to ask, and Councilman Wittenstein brought up a couple of points into the ordinance, that he wanted 5 days before the community council meeting to be posted signs as well, and I wasn't sure. I didn't hear any discussion of that, so I don't know whether what you are doing with that. That was also part of my caution not to do that, this codification as well.
Agreement that we were going to put up signs and run an ad before the
community
council.
Correct.
I think we put that on that center calendar as a policy. We don't necessarily need that codified in the code.
I wanted to make sure that it was in my caution speech that you don't want to codify that requirement as well.
Well, let me ask you the question. Do you want to codify that requirement?
I do want to codify that requirement.
And I think it's treated the same as the other one. They can sign on the 28th, but I think we know what the choices are. So we'll present it as both options.
As is. As for.
Okay. F8 has gotten a lot of our attention tonight. Let's move on to